just outside the heart of the city of Oak Ridge, along Emory Valley Road. There you'll find a place known as Daniel Arthur Rehabilitation Center, where retarded children go. In the midst of our great society, theirs is the darkest world, surrounded by helplessness and despair. And the only rays of sunshine that will ever brighten their world is brought by those who understand and care. Just a word of kindness and understanding can bring a smile upon a little face that can even make you wish that you could take their place. A few of these children come from homes where parents are sometimes unkind. Many others come because they're crippled, deaf, or destitute of sight or mind. One of the many pictures from my heart, and I couldn't help the tears at all, when a little boy reached out with crippled and useless hands to help another cripple that was about to fall. And then I thought, why, Lord, you've given us strong bodies and you've blessed us to be well, that we might share our blessing and good fortune with those so weak and frail. And Lord, you've given us sound mind and you've made us able to speak, that we might spread your love and sunshine in a world so dark and bleak. In a world where being alive has little meaning, there's hardly reason to even smile. But you know, Daniel Arthur Rehabilitation Center has been a great blessing in the life of each retarded child. I guess it gets discouraging sometimes when funds get so low and all, but I'm sure that God will touch a heart somewhere and he'll never let you fall. And I know that it'll be worth all the hardships and sacrifice that you people have made, when many little cripples will be able just to walk around and play. Many times that you can notice there spreads a mask of gloom and sadness upon a cripple's face. Because you see, these children are deprived of that thing they would love to do most, and that's just to run and play. But oh, what a vision that my heart gets a glimpse of, and that will be when God just pulls the curtains back and time becomes eternity. And it seems that I can hear their shouts of joy as he stands with outstretched arms to welcome all these little children to a world of peace and happiness where there'll never be nobody with farms. Here I try.